This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, it's that time of the series, guys, where we hear from the great man himself, Mr. Rocky Flintstone.
It's like Christmas!
We do look forward to this every year, because although we get to see Rocky socially, we do try not to talk shop, because he's not great at keeping the secrets of Belinda
that's true.
Are to come. So we try and keep it all very top line.
Plus, it's so rare that the listeners get a proper dialogue with Rocky for very good legal reasons, of course. But
yes, that's
true. It's just nice to give them that opportunity once in a while.
It is, yeah. So you sent your questions into him, and he, in his inimitable style, has answered them for us.
I always feel a mixture of real excitement and pure dread with these answers, because some of the stuff he says, the mind boggles.
I mean, none of them make sense. I have read them. And don't expect any kind of...
When do we ever? Jamie, we're on series 5, book 5.
If you're looking for answers, you come to the wrong place.
So this is less of a Q&A and more of a Q&Q.
Exactly, yeah. These questions ask more questions than they answer. Okay, so the first question was from Tiptoe Nail Art.
Sorry, is that art just on the little tippy toe?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
It's quite the skill.
Leave them all natural, apart from that little tippy toe.
When developing a new character, where do you start? Good question.
Great question.
Some background would be a fine thing.
So he says, hey, TTNA, Tiptonella, it's quite simple. I wake up from a refreshing sleep, have one or two cups of Brazilian coffee and one simple piece of toast.
As opposed to multigrain or fruit loaf.
Then I chuck a thong on.
I still don't believe he wears a thong.
He does enjoy...
what?
Like a Speedo.
Does
That's
he?
Not a thong.
I think he may actually have.
We've talked about this before. I don't think he wears... He doesn't wear a G-string.
I think butt cheeks are out.
Ugh.
In Brazil, I know that it's more acceptable.
It is, yeah.
So they're more of a cheek skimmer than a full up the...
Jaxi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you seen it in the flesh?
What do you mean by it?
Him.
The form.
The vision of Rocky in a thong.
Dad has no inhibitions, as we know from the books. So, yeah, he's fine. He's rocking it.
Looking good for a man of his age.
Do you want to see him in a thong?
It's not for me to say. It's for him to decide. Let's just say I won't be going to Brazil between the months of January and December.
Next, and this is the difficult bit, I sit down at the keyboard and try to get the thing fired up.
So far he's just talking us through his day. There's literally no reference to the question. He's just telling us how he gets to the computer.
Next, I stick some Sergio Mendes on YouTube and find the correct file.
What's that? That's a singer.
It's a singer. The next bit is a piece of cake. I pick a nice name like Fred and get to it. Cool. That's how he...
That's the end.
That's how he creates a new character. Or that's where he starts with a new character.
He took that very literally with start, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. So...
So the biggest thing to him is coming up with a name, which we always thought was the most throwaway thing because they're insane.
Yeah. And, you know, it's mainly fueled by the simple piece of toast. So
the key to characterisation is a solid breakfast.
You can't create indelible characters on an empty stomach, Alice. You know this.
I'll be honest, I haven't actually heard that advice anywhere else.
Okay, so next question from Dungeon Dweller. Which...
God, Ken Dewsbury.
Which famous author would you compare yourself to in terms of talent?
I think we know this, right? Well, I have a guess about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loves Steph, bracket Stephen, King, doesn't he?
He does love Steph King. It's not Steph King.
It's not Steph King.
No.
Who could it be?
So bear in mind, the question is very specific in terms of talent. Okay?
Okay.
In terms of talent.
Well, he was inspired by E.L. James originally.
Again, talent. and who he compares himself to.
Right.
Hey, Dee Dee, my best friend Michael Sheen has already answered that
Don't say Shakespeare. Fuck off.
He said Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Right. As a joke.
And I have to fully agree with him.
I have to fully agree. Gun to my head, I have to fully agree.
In terms of talent. However, I would also like to put myself in the same box as Philip Kerr.
Who's that?
His Bernie Gunther series is similar to my Belinda Blinked, libelous, and I've pinched so many of his techniques and think you're changing my name to Rocky Kerr. Just postulating.
Just
so,
what, postulating?
Yeah.
I didn't know I knew the word postulating. Who is that, sorry?
I don't know. Should we Google him? Philip Kerr.
So Bernie Gunther is a series of historical detective thrillers.
Oh, cool.
Is he still writing?
He's actually no longer with us, I'm afraid.
I mean, what an honour to have the great Rocky Flintstone comparing your work to his.
So there you go. That's the answer to that. Was Giselle always going to be a spy, or did you gradually realise her skill at espionage?
Oh, this is good, because this will help us kind of decide if this has all been planned from the beginning or if this is total making up on the spot.
Hmm.
What do you think?
The latter. I think he had a simple piece of toast and just made it up.
I think even if he's planned this book, we can't apply that to the first few.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's not like they're all part of some big scheme. Maybe if he planned this one out, fair dues. Maybe if he did whatever he calls, you know, his timeline thing.
Mm.
But he definitely didn't book one and two.
Yeah. It feels like towards the end of book three, he was like, oh,
should he's getting bored.
Commit to something here, yeah.
Mm. So he says, hey, never mind Giselle. Don't focus on her.
Well, you've made us focus on her for ages. It's literally the finale, yeah.
In writing circles, they call it a differential plot, just knowing.
Where's he got that from?
Aaron Bloody Sorkin.
Bloody Aaron Sorkin has so much to answer for.
So, get ready for more.
Oh, that's it?
Things. Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry.
Differential plot, James.
Does that just mean different plot?
Probably.
Or a plot that, like, jumps all over the place.
It's in writing circles, though, guys. So.
It's not coming up.
Okay, so once again, he's created his own.
How did he
techniques.
Say it? People call it that.
So what we've learnt there is he's going to just go on some fucking tangent at some point soon.
Sure. Which, again, is nothing new.
If he's lured us into a false sense of security, if we've all cared, I'll be even madder than before.
Okay, so next up, from SFP David. Do you think Belinda will ever fall in love?
Ah,
interesting question. I thought that love was on the cards with Peter Rowles.
Yeah.
That kind of fizzled out.
I don't really feel like that's what she's searching for.
Yeah,
I don't feel like she's longing.
Yeah, true.
She's very young as well, so there's a lot of time for it.
That's true. So he says, yes, she's perpetually in love with her job, with Chardonnay, with her friends, and with her life. And the next big client she's about to meet, but never, never Des Martin.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know what I mean? Like, who needs a man when you've got a turkey sandwich? Things are complete. Huh?
I beg your pardon?
I like that he said that, you know. You don't need a man to complete you. You know, she's got a very full, happy, rounded life.
True.
She'll find love when she wants it.
She's got a job, her friends, her whole life.
I mean, he listed a drink in there. I'm not sure I'd want my friends to equate me with a bottle of wine in their list of love, but...
Okay, next one. Dank... Dot Frum wants to know, does Rocky know about rimming? Why?
Oh!
Why do you
want to
know that? Dank.
Well, he must, because he's written about it. So he knows of the concept. If he's done it or not, is not clear.
He says, hey, DF, go wash your mouth out. But make sure there are no brown bits showing. Just brushing.
Repulsive. That is grim. Is that it?
That's it.
That's dad.
Can we move on?
Disgusting.
I mean, he's got a vague idea, I guess.
I mean, talk about pot kettle as well. What do you say? Wash your mouth? Have you seen what you've written down, Rocky? Have you seen what you...
Yeah, exactly.
Are these just fever dreams that he transcribes?
The Avocado Ho wants to know...
Oh, that's the username.
Yeah. Why are there so many characters called Jim / James? I want to know that, seeing as my name is James. I mean, it's Jamie, but, you know, legally James. Your name's James.
Yeah. So there's Sir James, James Spooner.
Yeah.
Jim Sterling.
Jim Walters.
Which one's Jim Walters?
Oh, he's the
Mr. Fix-It
guy. Yeah, that's it.
Are there any other Jameses?
I think that's it, but that's what, four?
Yeah. Four.
Yeah,
an homage, because you are his only son, perhaps?
Well, let's find out. Hi, TA. I think when you get to my levels of ultra creativity, it's important to look around and bring oneself back to earth very gently. By repeating characters' names, I can get a true sense of perspective of my existing writing health.
What the fuck does that
mean? You're very ill writing health, Dad. I don't want to burst your bubble.
What does that mean?
Well, in layman terms, the more names I repeat, the less chance I have of forgetting them.
Right,
or how to spell them. So he's out of learning his lesson
throughout. Jim, James or Jimmy, girl, Bella or Donna, doesn't matter.
But then there's more chance of getting them all confused, surely, and not knowing who you're referring to if they've all got the same name.
True, yeah.
It's why most novelists don't give all of the characters the same name. I'd say that's a... quite a useful little tactic.
It does reflect society, though, because in my primary school, there were about 50 fucking Jameses.
True.
I was like, can someone get an original name?
Yeah, there are names of our generation. Thomas, Sam, James.
Yeah. When they're all older, they'll be classes full of Beyoncés and classes full of fucking...
Well, you know, a friend of mine who's a teacher taught four sisters. One was called Beyoncé. One was called Kelly. One was called Michelle and one was called Destiny.
Oh, just need a child.
Well, there are other members of Destiny's Child, so I don't know why.
Oh, don't look at me for original Destiny's Child members.
Latoya and...
Really? I think you're the first person I'd go to on phone a friend.
Latoya and... It's another La.
Do you want me to...
Stop sucking your thumb while you're thinking, gross.
Latoya and...
Latavia?
Latavia, yeah.
Latavia?
Latavia, yeah. I was quite a big fan of the... First
the original.
Yeah.
What were their songs back then?
What's that album called? Writing on the Wall?
Was that when Latavia and Latoya were in it? Oh, is it?
Don't test me, James.
Sam and the City has asked, what is the craziest change in your life as a result of the podcast? That's quite good. He says, hello, SAC. I guess getting to speak to James, Jamie and Alice on a virtually daily basis.
Not virtually, daily.
Hourly.
And what's even more fun is that I don't have a phone, so they have to email me. How fantastic.
That is fun.
Things can get very misconstrued in a text form, can't they, guys? You can't appreciate the thrill of waking up each morning to an inbox of stuff from these guys. It's so heartwarming that they love me so much. Just sobbing.
That's the biggest change in his life.
I tell you, it's so crazy, I never want it to stop. Is that a threat, Dad?
Wow. So the inbox full of emails, I mean, they're mainly replies to him. So he's like, oh, those guys, my inbox full of emails. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm glad that they're welcome.
Yeah.
My latest is quite cute. He wants to buy me a birthday present. Apparently he's found this like amazing record shop.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
And he was like, who's your favourite artist? I'll buy you a record. So that's quite nice. So I'm just deciding what I should get.
God, you're taking your bloody time over it.
You got one, didn't you, after your birthday?
I got one for my birthday.
Who did you get?
I got Van Morrison.
Which album?
Pretty good.
I got the Best of Van Morrison.
Oh, okay.
The seminal album Best of Van Morrison.
Dad thinks there's only that one around in the world.
That copy?
Yeah.
Possibly.
It's very rare
seen one.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's asked, will we ever get a backstory for Chi Chi, Belinda's parrot?
Who's asked that? Who genuinely wants to know that?
Arana McKinley. Arana? Is that an Irish name, maybe?
I don't know, you said it so differently both times. I've no idea how it's spelled.
He says, hi, EM. Yes. And...
Funny you should ask.
Drum roll, please.
No, I refuse to drum roll this.
Here it is.
Oh, it's here.
Squawk! 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 Silence. There you go. That's the backstory.
What was he on when he answered
these
questions?
Chi-Chi the parrot.
I know we don't pay for this, recording this, but is it a waste of tape? Is it a waste of the space? I mean, everyone's
It's a waste
time.
Of the cloud, isn't it?
And the final one. Matthew wants to know, does Rocky know he is my hero?
Aww.
Suck up.
Yeah, totally. Dad says, well, Matthew, after these questions, you might want to reconsider that very rash statement. I think we'll all agree with that. You all might want to reconsider your positions in general because things are going to get darker. Just promising. Belinda Blinked is getting a lot darker.
And then is that written in blood or...
Just in cut out bits of newspaper.
In bold.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what
we have
a creepy
that to look
end
forward
to a useless day.
Yeah.
Shall we just chalk this up as, you know, we all make mistakes?
Never again.
Giving Rocky a platform.
Why can't he just answer a fucking question?
I don't know. That's the thing. He doesn't really answer anything, does he?
So evasive.
He's such an enigma, as he likes to say. But yeah, there you go. There was your questions. Don't know how useful it's been, but thanks for listening.
I'm so sorry if you bothered to send one in. I'm particularly sorry if your question got answered.
But yes, do join us again next week for the continuing saga of legitimately the worst books ever written, Belinda Blinked 5.
Oh. Thank you, Rocky.
Squawk!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.